coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, turn my mic on.
Hit the music, Nick. Hit the music. Let's set the tone. Give it to me.
You know Dasher for Dancer. Comet and Cupid.
There we go. Yeah, turn it up.
But do you recall? What's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, yes.
Perfect. Rest in power, King.
Oh, come on, man. That's the best.
Beautiful.
That's so good. That's so good. We're live at Tanner's 30th and Yankee Hill. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. We will have Trey McGowan's will call in here. We'll talk to him in a second. Rico's next to me. Nick back in the studio. We'll thank the folks at Members Own Credit Union and Action Plumbing, Heating, Air, and Electric for sponsoring today's coverage. It's been pretty good. Early National Signing Day. The Huskers got a full list. We'll get into that later, especially when we get Jay Foreman on the phone, and we'll ask him what his thoughts were on today's signings. The specials here, the all-day Boogermania, $8.99 half-pound burger with fries, $5 for 20-ounce Blue Moon drafts. I want to thank the folks from Mercado by Certified Piedmontese for sponsoring this show. Okay, you can, in fact.
It's at a mouthful.
Text. Call in, 402-464-5685, Starter Hammond text line, the Honda Lincoln hotline, same number for both. You can get that done. You can follow on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Have at it. Look in. Those chats are open so you can chime in. Rico has his Christmas list of five. Mark has his five. Buzzy will give his five tomorrow. And I'm almost positive that Trey McGowan will have a top five Christmas song.
I'm still working on mine right now. I don't know, man.
I'm positive that he does. I think his family is a singing family, so I would imagine that they probably could put those voices together and come up with a pretty five.
You think so?
A pretty good top five. Like Bryce says, he could sing.
Who's the better singer between Trey and Bryce? Should we ask?
I don't know. We'll ask him that. But CJ Wiltshire says he's the best singer on the team.
Okay. I mean, all of them are going to call themselves the best singers. All of them are going to call themselves the best dancers. That's how that works. They're competitive.
It's just, you know.
None of them are going to say, oh, I can't sing. Oh, I can't dance.
Right.
That's a lie.
Right.
They all can. It's just, you know, who's the best. We actually have to find the worst singer on the team and ask them who the best is. Because they can't lie about it. Because the actual worst one knows that they're the worst.
Do they, though? Who's the worst singer at the station?
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody sing. It's probably me. I'm terrible at singing.
If we had to guess, I mean, do you think Sipple can sing?
I don't know. I don't know what Sipple would sing. You would have to know what Sipple's going to sing. I feel like there's some songs maybe.
Connor says he can sing.
Connor says he can do everything.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Happer just says, okay, but have you thought about me? That's his thing. He can do everything.
Do we go out on a limb and say that, well, Travis is
the best singer.
So Travis might be the most accomplished singer?
Oh,
right?
Then he's the best, right?
Mark, is Travis the better? You've heard his stuff? Yeah. So Travis might be the champ. Jake Sorensen, can he sing? Jake can sing. Okay, cool. Sipple, no. Schaefer? No.
We know I can sing.
No.
Shut up.
No, we don't, Jay. No, we don't.
I could see Schaefer belting something out. I feel like he's a surprise singer.
Jay says he can sing. Jay Foreman says he can sing.
Again, Jay probably thinks he's good at everything.
Big Sky knows that he can't. He's performed, but I'm not sure he thinks he can sing.
What about you?
No.
I'm really good. There are like 8 songs that I can sing. And then everything else I
okay. If it's like talk singing, I got you. But if I actually have to sing,
there are several Darius Rucker songs that I can sing. There's several gospel songs that I can sing. Like there are some faith songs that I can get it done a little bit. Mm-hmm. But no, you will never hear that. That will never be heard. So, Nick, we're on the lookout for Trey McGowan. So let's get him locked in and ready. He had lots to talk about. So the thunderstorm warning is still in effect. The tornado warning is done. Okay. I wanted to make sure we got that right. So be careful out there and be safe because it's kind of bananas out there. Corey in Lincoln says, Christmas in Hollis would have made my top 10 years ago. True. True, but ruined by TV commercials, absolutely. What up, Aaron? Got my upside gift certificate via Eagle Delivery today at work. Awesome people. Thanks for hooking it up. Thank the folks from Eagle Delivery for helping us out and partnering with us in their delivery and courier service. Reach out to them. Bonded, insured, all that work, right? Done. Rubber Duck says there needs to be a shirt that says, hey, turn my mic on.
I used to have a hand, like, smacking a microphone.
Yeah. Yeah, Corey says, what's up, Corey? The list of songs that can't be on the list is interesting. One of my all-time favorites is Vince Guaraldo's trio's Christmas Time is Here, the Charlie Brown song. It's been played to death. So the Charlie Brown instrumental, I'm all in. No matter where I am, and then everybody, because they cut to the dance scene, mm-hmm. right? And each Charlie Brown character has his own dance move.
Oh, yeah. And everybody tries to do one of them.
Right? And everybody's good at one of the – like, you pick the one that you're good at, and then you do that one. I would always – remember because the dude was doing – like, he was doing, like, the Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And he's just got his hands out in front of him. Pigpen is crushing it.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, we don't know what Pigpen's doing, but he's crushing it.
Thing.
Yeah. Like he's crushing.
I don't know what he's doing with his feet, though. So
yeah. So, and then Snoopy's the best dancer of the bunch.
Well, yeah.
Snoopy's getting it in.
You just put your head up.
But that song, Mark frowned when we mentioned Charlie Brown Christmas. What? Yeah.
Is it sad?
But nope, but that's, it's only sad if you're sad.
It's not sad. It's Christmassy. It's got its own flow and it works for the time. You're a terrible
It is
song.
Not. It is not. That is remarkable.
I could see him having that take. That's a Mark take. That's a Mark take.
You of all the Mark Onwilers, you're the most Mark Onwilerish. Of all the Mark Onwilers in the world, you sir are the most Mark Onwilers. So Your Christmas top five. Go.
Okay. Honestly, there's like no order. No order.
Okay.
But This Christmas is on there.
Okay.
Because it needs to be.
Yes.
It's a necessity.
Yes.
Run Rudolph Run. Mm-hmm. You hear that in a lot of Christmas movies. A lot of these are Christmas movie related.
Okay.
Because I watch a lot of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
It's a great
Shocker.
Time. Jingle Bell Rock. I don't know why I like that one.
It's kind of basic.
It is basic.
Okay.
But I'm basic,
okay.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
So from the old, I think it's the old Rudolph movie with like the claymation,
mm-hmm.
the Frostmire or Heat Miser song. I know it's not a Christmas song.
It is,
but
actually, right?
It's sung during a Christmas movie. I don't know if they actually mentioned Christmas, but I just love those two.
Okay.
And Last Christmas.
I'm not mad at that.
I was going to put Mariah Carey just to make you mad.
No, I right in the Christmas. I just right in the mistletoe, bro.
Just, hey, she's really good.
Right in the mistletoe.
She's really good at what she does.
I don't,
one song.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because it's overplayed, and as soon as Halloween is over or Thanksgiving is like close, she just
it's
takes
just,
over
it's
everyone's
corn
timelines.
Ball. It's just cornball.
This is where she makes all of her money is Christmas time. You know that, right? Like
No, I mean her greatest hits. Stays in the top 100.
Like most just, of her, most of her money comes from Christmas time because her song gets played, jumps up to the top of the charts right away. It's crazy.
That's not like that. Just doesn't make
people
sense.
Love it. People love Mariah.
Do they?
People do.
Who loves Mark? Do you love Mariah?
Mark's not allowed to love Mariah. No.
That's remarkable. That is remarkable.
I can listen to it once, and then I'm done for the rest of the year.
It's just overdone. The only time I will listen to it and not be angry is if I'm watching Love Actually.
Okay.
And the little kid and the little girl, or the kids playing and the girl singing. Mm-hmm. Like, other than that, I got nothing for it. I got nothing for it. Nick, what's your top five?
All right, you guys can't be judgmental.
Yeah, we are.
We are going to be judgmental.
Yes, we are.
That's literally all this is.
Yes, we can.
All right, number five, Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys. number three and four, any song that's by Pentatonix.
Any song by Pentatonix?
Any Christmas song by
this
Pentatonix.
This is the worst. This number, is already number, the worst.
Number
list.
Two.
This is the worst Christmas list in the history of mankind.
No, number two. Any Christmas song by Michael Bublé outside of the one with the Jingle Bells. Not the Jingle Bells by Michael Bublé. Number one, Christmas Cookies by George Strait.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
This is this is the greatest worst list in the history of mankind. This list is horrible.
Do you guys want me to?
We have
get,
to add you to the stream just to make fun of you. What are you doing?
Do you guys want me to get a mashup of these songs?
Yes, please.
I will work on it right now.
I need the best part from each song.
A mashup.
Oh, I don't know about the best. I'll just get a mashup of every song.
Who are you?
Yeah. I don't know,
man.
That list is so bad. That list is
y'all are sleeping on Pentatonix and Michael Bublé.
I'm not sleeping on Pentatonix or Michael Bublé. I think I'm okay.
That's fine.
Wait a minute. He just made history because for the first time on the ticket, the words "you're sleeping on Pentatonix" was uttered. Those words have never been put together in a sentence on this station.
I don't think those
ever.
I don't think those words have been put together in a sentence anywhere.
That's right, because nobody sleeps on Pentatonix.
Like, not even from them.
They know.
Not even from them.
They know they're lame.
Like Michael Bublé just like get angel wings because somebody in Lincoln, Nebraska was talking about
him.
Are you saying
Are you saying Michael Bublé's bad?
Who are you?
A Bublé gets its wings.
Who are you?
Man, I'm going to go work on this mashup, and then I can play it for you guys. Trey still hasn't called in.
Okay, we'll have him call for it.
Perfect.
That's okay. The milkman's on the tech line and said, nobody likes Little Drummer Boy. No, I love Little Drummer Boy. I love Little Drummer Boy. Like, any of those claymation Christmas stories like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, those are they don't hold up well.
Because
I looked the other day and the Abominable Snowman didn't scare me at all. Like, I was terrified by him when I was a kid, but it just looks like a paper mache monster. And it's like, no, dude, I could get scissors and end you right now.
Squish you.
Like, right now, and it got a little frightening. So, Nick's opinion, this is from the text line, this isn't me. Nick's opinion on Christmas songs is three sizes too small.
But you don't disagree with it.
Oh, we all disagree. Is there anybody out there that agrees with
Nick?
No,
I meant the text.
No, does anybody out there agree with Nick's list? Did any of those songs make anybody's top five?
That was my question. Does anybody have any of those songs in their top five? Because nobody's going to completely agree with him because, first off, it's a terrible list. And secondly, that's just a weird combination of songs to put together that only Nick could think of.
A 20-year-old put that list together. Like, that's a list that Nick's grandma makes. Like, when Nick goes to his grandmother's house, that's the list. That's the music list that's going to be
Nick's
played.
Grandma doesn't like Pentatonix.
She might be. She might be. She might be.
She looked at Nick and said that. She goes, "Who are you?"
Yeah,
my grandson.
Yeah, this is remarkable. Oh my goodness!
I'll let the man live.
Mark, would you? Yeah, we want Mark. Come on, come on in here. This is okay. Save Nick, because.
Well, you're not going to like where I start with this. I like Michael Bublé. I like Pentatonix. But
they didn't make your list.
They didn't make my list.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, these might be in order. We'll go number five. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. The original. Though I appreciate the Jim Carrey one.
Mm-hmm.
The original.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, we've got Ella Fitzgerald's version of Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Fast-paced.
It is.
Number three, because I like to sing along with it, and I think I can sing it, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Little chestnuts roasting mm-hmm. on the open
mm-hmm.
fire.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason for number two, but different. Louis Armstrong's That You Santa Claus.
That You Santa Claus. That's good.
And, of course, the GOAT at number one, White Christmas, The Drifters.
That's pretty good.
It's the GOAT. It's not the Christmas until you hear it.
The one sleeper is Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Santa Baby, I like that way more than I should.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I left off the list, and you have to let me know. I mean, it's a Christmas song. And people are either on one great extreme of this song or the other extreme of this song. They either love this song or hate it a lot.
This is the diehard of
Christmas? The diehard of Christmas songs.
Okay, okay.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Hate it.
See?
Hate it.
Yeah, Rico's up.
Rico's on board. That makes sense. Rico's a chap.
Right? Like, is that – so when you hear it, you snap a little.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not making it to the end of that song.
Okay. Then I'll ask, well, I got to put the Jackson 5 on it. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That's really good.
I thought you were going to go Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's its own bop. Like, that's a top 10.
Yeah.
Like, that's a solid top 10. But I was just like, what's your least favorite?
My least favorite? The
Christmas song, when it comes on, you change it or you leave the store.
What's the one where the little kids at the end are going, "War is over"?
Oh.
That one.
Yeah, that's kind of morbid.
Is it John Lennon, right? That's a John Lennon song, I think.
Just yeah,
war is
it's
over.
So good.
Happy John, Christmas, war yeah, is over.
And it's just like they wasted it.
But like the kids.
Because it's a great performance.
The kids killed it.
Yeah, it's a great performance. Like, and then, you know, Rico, what's the one?
I don't even know what it's called. It's the one with the weird vibes in the entire song that everybody is canceling. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
yeah. That one.
Yeah, that's a lot of Christmas songs where we didn't actually listen to the words.
And then you listen to it and you're just like, oh.
That
no.
was really, we shouldn't have been singing that.
Yeah, no, I can't. It was overplayed, and even, you know, now with the weird vibes and everything in it, I can't do it.
I'm just trying to avoid the sports news because every time my alerts go off, it's another team that can't play. The Washington football team has 18 players on the protocol. 18 as they prepare for the Eagles on
waiting for seasons to just be placed on hold.
I think that's fair. But they could not look. They could not pause early signing day of this list. Who makes you feel like there's hope? So of this list of the, you know, Chase Androff, mm-hmm. Jay Applegate, Evans Jenkins, Jaden Gold, Hartzog, Houseman, Jones Jr., Martin, Singleton, Stinger, Tagaloa, Torres, and then Johnson.
Honestly, probably Hartzog and Jones Jr.
Okay. Is there?
I'm extremely excited for Malcolm Hartzog because it's you know he's a corner, but they're bringing him in mostly for his special teams prowess. And watching his tape, he's quick. Maybe not the fastest. I don't know what his 40 time is or any of the, or you know his track times, but he is quick getting in and out of cuts and reading his blocks on kick returns and punt returns. So Seeing him is going to be a really fun time because maybe you'll actually get some kick returns out of the end zone and you won't fair catch it just to bring it out to the 25.
All right, so Nick has his mashup, and then we'll go to break.
Okay.
Nick.
Are you ready?
Not really.
Look, man, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
Song.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, this is not.
It is a Christmas song.
Hallelujah is not a Christmas song.
It's used around Christmas time.
It's used all the time.
Just you wait.
It's like he's never heard anybody else sing that.
Nope.
I've heard
much better renditions.
Oh, wow. All right, let's move on.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Fantastic.
Everywhere you go.
No.
Again, I've heard better renditions.
Take wow. All right, let's try this one.
Sure do like those
there it is,
Christmas
number one.
Cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
All right.
I have never heard that song before in my life.
That's all I needed, guys.
I'm gonna need a full break to recover.
Nick, that was a terrible Christmas list.
Nah, man.
Good heavens.
I'm sorry.
Good heavens.
Normally, man. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt.
We're gonna go to break.
I was pretty happy about that.
I'm gonna stick my head outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
I need fresh air. That was terrible. We'll come back. We're live at Tanner's. You guys, I'm sorry. I apologize in advance. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.